This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When North Carolina musician Joe Troop first moved to Argentina, he was hoping to learn about the culture of the people who live there. He's a bluegrass musician, so he thought the best way to feel the culture would be to start a band. So he looks online for somebody who can play the banjo in Argentina, and he found the guy, Diego Sanchez. The two of them have been making music in Buenos Aires ever since. They're in the States for a short tour that includes a few stops in North Carolina, and they are with us now, Joe Troop, playing the banjo, fiddle, and singing. Welcome, Joe. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
And also Diego Sanchez playing the stand-up bass. Hello, Diego.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. I speak for all of us. I know we're doing well because you're here and we're talking to you. So, Joe, what brought you to Buenos Aires?
Well, I actually lived with Argentinians in Spain for a couple years when I was studying abroad there. And I just wanted to see where they were from because they were some of my best friends. So I ended up just going down on a whim and the shoe fits.
You were originally from Carrboro?
I lived in Carrboro, but I'm from Winston-Salem.
Yeah. Yeah. So North Carolina guy. And you started traveling the world. Were you interested in music when you left? Were you playing?
Oh, yeah. I was always, you know, as soon as I started playing banjo when I was a teenager, I knew I wanted to be a musician. But I also studied languages. So I, you know, lived in Spain and I lived in Japan. And I eventually ended up where I am now, 6 years ago, moved down to Argentina.
So you move around a lot. You're interested in culture. You want to find out more about the music. You get to Buenos Aires and you're looking for a banjo player?
Well, yeah, I just, you know, out of curiosity, I ran a search on YouTube, banjo, Buenos Aires. And lo and behold, there's this guy that plays banjo and he lives in the southern suburbs.
Yeah, and that was probably the only one throughout the country playing the banjo.
At that point, definitely.
That was me.
Well, I was going to say, you found the guy. Diego, where did you learn to play the banjo, or how did you get interested in it?
Get a little closer. I was already working as a musician, you know, playing the double bass, and I played the cello, and I played guitar. So I got obsessed with the banjo, but there's no one playing banjo in Argentina, so you have to be, you know, self-taught. And that's what I did. I go, you know, I search through web pages, and I saw videos on YouTube, and that's how I learned.
But how did you first become obsessed? What first got you on it?
Actually, I bought, there's a guy here named Edgar Meyer. He's a very well-known bass player. Actually, he's my hero.
Yeah. And where's he from?
He's from the States.
Yeah, okay.
Nashville?
I think he's from Tennessee, yeah.
Tennessee. Well, and I bought an album called Uncommon Ritual. And on that album, he plays with Bela Fleck and Mike Marshall, and that's how I... Wow. Got to know the banjo. And actually, not only I fell in love with Edgar's playing, but I also fell in love with the banjo. Yeah. And that's why I started playing, because there was no one playing the banjo, and I wanted to be around something that sounds like a banjo.
Well, today you're going to play the double bass with Joe on banjo, and I wonder if you would play a song for us right now.
Yeah, sure.
Joe Troop and Diego Sanchez performing a song off their 2014 album Cheap Sacred Text and Microwaves. They're in the U.S. for the next couple of weeks. You can catch them tonight in Durham at the Sharp 9 Gallery at 8 o'clock Sunday. They're going to be in Raleigh at the Tiernanog at 6:30. Diego, you know, you do something with that instrument. I think it's wonderful, the kinds of colors and timbre you try. It seems to me that's a lot of what you're going for sonically beyond just the notes and the melody. Is that
well,
something?
Yeah, that's right. There are lots of sounds inside the double bass. You just have to find them, you know. They are there. Well, it's a hard instrument to play, but that's why it's my favorite instrument. I mean, I play a different instrument, but this is my favorite. For sure.
I just think that's the beauty of it. I mean, instead of playing the notes the way in which, you know, we understand that instrument, we have certain expectations about what it's going to do for us in the song rhythmically and even. But the idea that, no, there are sounds that can affect you emotionally if I just play with the way this thing can sound, the timbre. So talk about the composition then. Did you have that in mind? Tell me more about this composition.
Well, that was actually that I was trying to play on the banjo while I was playing the banjo in Argentina before I met Joe. This is called chamamé, which is folk music from Argentina. You know, there's more than tango music. I mean, tango music is probably the most well-known folk music from Argentina. Actually, it's well-known all over the world, I would say. Sure. But this is called chamamé, and it's something like, I don't know, it's something, I would say that it's our version of your bluegrass music. I mean,
but the scenery of where it's from, it's the Argentine Mesopotamian region, El Litoral, that's what it's called. And it's kind of like, you know, it reminds me of, I haven't really been down to, on the Mississippi River, but yeah. I think it's got that kind of,
but
it's
the
a very
idea is
river.
That it's a more rural tune
very much
the city
so, yeah.
thing, which is what I would associate the tango with.
Right.
It's kind of an urban sound. Can I get you to play another song for us now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a message for the Tokyo Electric Power Company.
Oh, this has to do with your time. I'm going to give Diego a chance to tune up here.
Yeah.
You were not far from the Fukuoka.
I think where I was living in Nagano was about, 250 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi plant. So, you know, some very close friends have been affected by the explosion of Fukushima Daiichi. And that got me thinking a lot about, you know, the state of the world in which we live, and the power company itself hasn't been very responsible in the handling of this. So that this song is about that.
Inspired by Fukushima, and it is called "A Message for the Tokyo Electric Power Company."
That's right.
Think you're about ready to go?
Yeah.
Why don't we do it?
Foreseeing you willingly ignore the pleas. Precautions could prevent disease, but money first was your decree. Oh my, oh hell yes. Surely seems you've made a mess. And now the victims in distress must dry their weeping eyes. Fine until that wake and grave arrived. Your plant blew up, I wonder why. Your promises were dirty lies. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Surely seems you've made a mess. And now the victims in distress must dry their weeping eyes.
those who state the facts, and to the ill you say relax. The kids are having heart attacks, you watch them die and turn your backs. Oh my my, oh hell yes, it surely seems you've made a mess. And now the victims in distress, let's dry their weeping eyes. Pitch a wish into the well and hope the world gets saved from hell. Hell, that's a pitch that's hard to sell. The leaders claim that all is well. Oh, my, my. Oh, hell, yes. It surely seems they've made a mess. Oh, my, my. Oh, hell, yes. It surely seems they've made. Oh, my, my. Oh, hell, yes. It surely seems they've made a mess. Let's go upstairs and take a rest. Dry weeping eyes.
Joe Troop, Diego Sanchez performing a message for the Tokyo Electric Power Company. You can hear him tonight in Durham at the Sharp 9 Gallery, 8 o'clock. Sunday night, they're going to be in Raleigh at Tiernanog. That's at 6:30. You can find that out at our website, stateofthings.org. Joe, we talked to Diego about the kind of timbre and the colors he gets out of his bass. You don't waste the head of that banjo at all, right? It's
no,
a percussion
I like to,
instrument.
I like to treat it like a drum sometimes.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Talk about touring. This is the second time you've performed in the U.S. as a duo. What kind of feedback you get?
Well, we've been, you know, well-received by sort of the, you know, Appalachian music enthusiasts that are looking for something, you know, outside of the norm, I guess. So we had a great first tour, played some great, you know, festivals and local venues. And this time around, we're going to be at some larger festivals and better venues.
You're going to be playing the Fiddler's Convention? You're going to get up there?
Yeah, we're going to be participating. Yeah, picking the whole time.
I mean, it's interesting to think about this blend of music, this hybrid that you bring, and I think it points to the fact that what we think of as traditional music is really always changing and always embracing new styles and new forms.
Totally. Yeah, we're just another little link in that chain of continual fusion, which is the world. I mean, so I guess that's how we view it.
And if we talk about fusion, there's no a better way to do it than with two guys from different countries,
yeah,
you know, who speak different languages. And
yeah,
so
we've been
it's a different culture.
We've been working out, you know, I had to teach him a thing or two, like, you know, bluegrass phrasing is such and such a thing. And yeah. I composed a few tangos, and he had to explain, you know, that sounds not so good, man. Let's try it this way.
You're gonna hurt some dancers with that rhythm.
Yeah,
it's
we have. It was offensive at the beginning, but
well, that's the thing. I mean, I remember showing off my banjo skills to Joe, and he was like, "That is so cheesy." Because that's what it is. I just can tell it. I think
at first I said, "That's awesome, man. Great."
Yeah,
that
yeah.
might be viewed
he was
as cheesy.
To be nice.
I
don't think, that's
yeah.
it.
Might be viewed as cheesy. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you both, Joe Troop and Diego Sanchez, acoustic world music duo based in Argentina, here today on a tour. Thanks, guys, so much for being on the show. Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
And while you're getting ready, I'm going to tell everybody that they're in the U.S. for the next few weeks. They're playing shows in the Southeast. You can catch them tonight in Durham at the Sharp 9 Gallery. That's at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday evening, they're going to be in Raleigh at the Tiernanog Cafe and Bar at 6:30. I want to thank you both for being on the show and tell everybody you can find out more about their music and their shows at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. Andrew Tai is our intern. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Joe Troop and Diego Sanchez.
Well, I heard the Rock of Ages lives way up in the sky. I would carry him a letter, Lord. Lord, if only I could fly, 'cause I'm sure he'd like to help out down here on earth below. I'm sure he'd kindly help us for to calm our earthly woe.